to run head high. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
It's a new day, if you want it to be. Good morning. I am Rhett Palmer. It's another beautiful day. Well, actually, morning, either at 7 a.m. or 3 p.m. in the afternoon right here, or 3 o'clock in the morning, because that's how I came to know the Lord, by watching the 700 Club with Pat Robertson and Ben Kinchlow, who later on in life would become my good friend, Ben Kinchlow. Also met Pat Robertson. You probably watched that show, didn't you, Tony?
I definitely have.
Well, Tony, it's great to have you here. You're originally from Cuba.
Yes, from Havana, Cuba, absolutely.
But that's probably why you don't have the accent, is because you were, what, 9? How old were you?
I was 7 years old.
7 years old.
Yes,
now,
I was.
Now, was it an escape on a boat? Was it, how did you come here?
My parents actually went to the embassy on a daily basis every weekday.
Yeah.
And when that happened, after a couple of years, two things have happened. I was cleared to come with my older brother and sister, mm-hmm. but at the same time, also, there had been a Monsignor here in the United States that had gone to the government, and he started what they call the Peter Pan flights.
What does that mean?
That means that there were roughly, a plane would come and pick up kids mainly under the age of 12 years old, would put them in an airplane and take them to a refugee camp.
So you were a refugee escaping the dictatorship of Castro. Yeah,
absolutely, yes.
But you don't remember much of this at all, I presume.
No, well, at the age of 7, you do remember a lot because it was kind of traumatic. First of all, I remember my family. Our family was doing well. We had a beautiful house. We had maids. We had cooks and everything.
In Cuba.
In Cuba, correct. And all of a sudden, when Castro invaded the island in 1961, 1,500 soldiers and him entered through South Cuba. And what ended up happening, they took over, and then we were under communism. Now, what communism did to all of us in the island, we began to get powdered milk. We began to get one tube of toothpaste. We began to get one bar of soap for the whole family. And it didn't stop there. I want to let you know that the communist way in life is so overpowering, manipulative, that in the school, myself, at the young age of 6 and 7, when I was in school, we would have a time in the school where they would say, "Okay, kids, do you want candy?" And we would say, "Yay!" And then they would say, "Okay, let's pray to Jesus." And we would pray to Jesus. No candy would come out. All of a sudden, the teacher would go, "Let's pray to Fidel Castro." We would pray to Fidel Castro, and they would bring the candy out. In other words, indoctrination was already in process back in the 1960s.
Well, I presume that guy's blazing in hellfire. He didn't repent.
You know,
how terrible to oppress a people like that. And that's what the liberals want to do here in America.
I totally agree.
They can say what they want to say, but you're not allowed to go on a campus and say any opposing view. That's the way the devil works. He's an oppressor. He's evil. He's dark. There's nothing good about him whatsoever.
I totally agree with you, because what happened was we had a lady that came over, because we knew we were going to the United States to teach us English. Mm-hmm. Anyway, somehow it leaked out. They took her and put her out in the hard labor fields to work the rest of her life out in the field for coming over to try to teach us English. She was masquerading as a maid, but somehow it leaked out. A lot of people, they would open up our mail. They would, anything they wanted to do, they would do. We had no say-so in any matter whatsoever.
Wow, what a horrible, what a horrible dark cloud of oppression and control. Wow.
Yeah, there were people that also were in trouble for professing the Lord or professing Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Well, you heard what a candidate running for the presidency, she said they were talking about Jesus. She said, "You're in the wrong room. You need to go down the hall. You don't want to be here."
Exactly. I remember that.
It's the spirit of Antichrist. those people have their place in hell, I'm afraid, for their soul, because and they also encouraging abortions, et cetera, et cetera. It is, there's definitely a line drawn in the sand.
There sure is. There really, really is. And one very interesting thing is that leaving Cuba, even though at a young age, you felt the freedom of no longer being part of that.
Wow.
When we landed in the United States, it was just my brother, my sister, and I. We were 7, 8, 9 years old.
How did you manage to get out, though? Because I'm surprised they didn't say, no, you had to stay here.
Yeah, no, it was due to the Monsignor that went to the government and was able to get all the
Catholic Monsignor.
Yeah, the Catholic Monsignor. And it ended up to be that there were close to 1,500 kids that were able to get out. Because I had my friends that were older at the age of 12. They were already putting them in school to indoctrinate them into the communism regime. And by the age of 15, they were already beginning to learn how to handle rifles and wear fatigues and all that kind of crazy stuff. So it was pretty a strong takeover that they did. So.
Wow, you know, you escaped the devil, you know. That's what they want to do here. You know, the liberals want to bring in, they want to control everything, and, you know, you don't have a brain, I'm smarter than you, I know what's best for you. Boy, that's a devil, you know, but thank God, God's given us a reprieve for now, and I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but right now we have a reprieve due to the electoral, you know, that we have here, and thank God for that. But putting politics aside, I guess everything's political, though, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Now you were Catholic,
yes,
and the Monsignor helped you get out. And that's a new thing for me too, this whole Catholic thing, because I was in the summertime, I was up in Vermont, and mm-hmm. there's two churches in town. I guess there's three. I think there's a Methodist too. But anyway, there's two main churches. A huge white church on Main Street, Stowe, Vermont. Looks like something out of a Hallmark movie. Well, I went in there, but the preacher, nice guy, huge congregation.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, just like something out of a movie. But he's wearing the rainbow stuff, you know.
Oh, so my. It's an abomination to God. Yeah.
And so I went to the Catholic Church. And I know when I first got born again, when I was 29, which I'm now 71, so that was 40 years ago, right?
Yeah.
40 years I've known the Lord, yeah. He chose me, and I accepted. I remember there being a lot of anti-Catholic sentiment with the charismatic movement, and and I understand, because it's really not biblical to pray to saints. It's just not.
Exactly.
It's also not biblical to pray to Mary.
I agree.
But I will never lie. I hope I will never lie, because Jesus said, "No liar shall enter the kingdom of God. The devil is the father of all lies." I will say this. The week before I got born again,
mm-hmm.
I, for the first time, even though my grandmother was Catholic, my mother was Catholic, I'm a 29-year-old, I didn't even know what Easter was for. No one ever taught me nothing.
Ah.
So I prayed. I said, well, perhaps Mary, I prayed to Mary, I said, maybe I'm not good enough for your son. Would you introduce me to your son? And it was a week later that I was born again. Now, mm-hmm. was that a coincidence? Was that my intellectually? Some might poo-poo it, but I will not deny. Just like when I see visions and I see things and I hear things,
right.
If I tell you I've seen it, I have seen it. Because Jesus said, no liars shall enter the kingdom of God.
Exactly.
So I don't know. You know, everybody wants to put Jesus in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just like, well, one guy gets healed of deafness, but we recited this thing. Well, then they want to go around the country reciting that one thing, thinking that that's going to do it every time. No. Pop goes the God. No, you can't do that.
No. Know?
Like the Jack in the Box, no. So I don't know. I just wanted to let you know that. So, because look at, here's this Monsignor who in the name of Jesus was doing the best he could do and helped you escape and changed your life forever. I wonder what happened to him.
Yeah, no. He was, of course, found, you know, and a lot of the Cuban people that were actually in Florida and even in Chicago, because we later moved to Chicago, ended up, celebrating him and thanking him. And so he was...
He came to America too?
Well, yeah, he was here in America already.
Oh, okay.
So he was here.
Oh, he was working with the embassy.
Yes, he was, absolutely.
What a marvelous story.
It's incredible, you know. And then I'll never forget going to Homestead, Florida. Here we are in a refugee camp, and we didn't know much English. We landed. What I remember, Rhett, was the first two TV shows I ever saw was Sea Hunt. Lloyd Bridges and Car 54, Where Are You?
Car 54, where are you? How old are you?
I was 7 years old.
No, how old are you now?
70.
Oh, I'm 71. So
yes.
You're a year, you're born in 54.
Yes, I was.
I was born in 53.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then here's this ostensibly a spoiled boy in comparison in upstate New York, having no idea what a little guy like you were going through. What was the camp like? Now, I will say this. I want to set this up. I went to Russia as an adult.
Okay.
And I'm very sensitive to certain things,
mm-hmm.
and spiritually as well as just intuitively. And when I went to Russia, I will say that I felt an oppression. It's like the day may have been bright, but there was a darkness. I could feel this. I think it's spiritual. Now, no one did anything bad to me when I was in Russia. I'd mm-hmm. feared that all my life. It went fine. But when I got back, I had three nightmares that I was being held against my will in Russia.
Mm.
So I think, you know, Paul said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities
yes.
of light and darkness. So I wonder, you know, what was that I was picking up on? Now, you said when you came to America, even as a seven-year-old, you could feel the emancipation?
I could feel what I would try to put it under the changes of atmosphere, or what we would say the realm of what we're living in. And so freedom, there's, first of all, you can feel it. You don't have to be a special person to know what that is. And so it is just able to, you become yourself better and faster than
you can feel that
from
even
the
as
oppression.
A
yeah, what the oppression yeah. does, yeah. it enters into the mind, which is the devil's playground,
And paralyzes you,
and
right?
And paralyzes you, just like fear, which puts you in a panic or puts you in a phobia. But it was just a thing that you personally had to deal with. And I believe in the power of prayer. When you pray, things change, because I believe that prayer is the wind that fans the flame for spiritual things to happen. And I'm very much a person that, for me in my house, we will serve the Lord.
Now, there's a lady in town here, and her father had given her, there's a big, beautiful place, multi-million-dollar homes called The Moorings.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Here is the first big question. What does the Bible actually say about heaven? What does it say? We all want to go there when we die, right? Mind you, we don't want to die to get there.
This is Sam Chess from Grace Emmanuel Church, inviting you to join us for the Grace Alive radio program every Friday and Saturday at 2 p.m. and twice on Sunday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. right here on WCNO.
Terrors that stalk in the night. Fear not the sound or the heat of the battle. Fear not the flame of the fight. For there is refuge, a tower of strength, a fortress for all who will call on the name El Shaddai. El Shaddai.
our mighty sustainer, the God who provides Elohim, Lord of life. For one who delivers, a faithful defender, a shelter for all who abide in the shadow of El Shaddai. You speak a word and the sun will sit still. The rivers will turn to dry land. Pillar of fire in the darkness of night, they all await your command. Your shield is called faithful, your word is a sword. There's victory for all who will call on the Lord. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, our mighty sustainer, the God who provides and Elohim, Lord of life. One who delivers, a faithful defender, a shelter for all who abide in the shadow of El Shaddai. For a thousand may fall by my side,
revival, send this revival. We'll sing it out, we'll sing it out, yeah. We'll sing it out, we'll sing it out, yeah. Lord, send us revival. We'll sing it out, we'll sing it out, yeah. We'll sing it out, we'll sing it out, yeah. We'll sing it out, we'll sing it out, yeah. Lord, send us revival. Send us revival. We are your people. You made a way for us. So we'll sing it out, we'll sing it out, yeah. Give us your presence. Show us your power. Open the heavens, yeah. We'll sing it out, we'll sing it out, yeah. Send us revival. We are your people. Send us revival. Send us revival. Let's break down the walls. Yeah. Break down the walls and tear down the idols. Holy Spirit, come when you make a way for us. Break down the walls.
I can say
he knows
knows your every thought, and he's seen all those tears that fall, and he'll hear you when you call.
or weigh me down with shame. To crush me, but you own my burden is light. I am not who I was. I'm being remade. I am new. I am chosen and holy, and I'm dearly loved. I am new. I am new. The worst you could say about me, but I'm not defined by mistakes that I've made, because God says of me, I am not who I was, I'm being remade. I am new. I am chosen and holy, and I'm dearly loved. I am new. I am new. Too long have I lived in the shadows of shame, believing that there was no way I could change. But the one who is making everything new, he doesn't see me the way that I do. He doesn't see me the way that I do. I thought I was, and who I thought I had to be. I had to give them both up, 'cause neither were willing to ever believe. I am not who I was, I'm being remade. I am new. I am chosen and holy, and I'm dearly loved. I am new. I am new. I'm not who I was, I'm being remade. I am new. Oh, dead to the old man, I'm coming alive. I am new. I am new. And holy, reborn and remade, accepted and worthy, this is our new name. Forgiven, beloved, hidden in Christ, made in the image of the giver of life. Righteous and holy, reborn and remade, accepted and worthy, this is our new name. This is who we are now.
It is God who always is pursuing us. Not we trying to pursue God, can't find him. And if you are frantically trying to get God to do this or that for you, my advice for you is chill out and realize that God is saying to every one of us, be still and know that I am God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
At 9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.
Jesus loves me.
Destiny, inside of me. Now that you've set me free, I hunger for you. Peace I've been longing for, flow through me now once more. My heart's an open door, proclaim to the world you are home. Nothing less conquers my emptiness. Unending faithfulness, I lift up my hands and cry, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, we bow down before Thee to worship Your.
Cause God is greater than any storm, and He is closer when we feel alone. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He is here. Jesus is here for the lost and for the hurting. He is here. Jesus is here.
So lift up your head, oh broken hearted. Sing through the pain, give it to the Father. 'Cause God is greater than any storm. He is closer when we feel alone. Hey, the Lord is close to the broken hearted. He is here. Jesus is here.
What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name. not hold you, fail to defy you. You silence the boast I've seen men break. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. You have
a place for everyone to live. No need to fear, our comfort here. His love endures forever. Glory be, glory be, glory be your own. Glory be, glory be, glory be to the throne. God, oh holy God, a brilliant light surrounds you. For without blame our Jesus came, and we are changed forever. Glory be, glory be, glory be your own. Glory be, glory be, glory be to the throne. Your kingdom reigns forevermore, forever. Glory be, glory be, glory be your own. Oh, glory be, glory be, glory be to the throne. Oh, glory be, oh, glory be, glory be your own.
or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
Never said it would be easy. You never said there'd be no pain. But you promised you'd go with me, and your promises you always keep. Lord, I confess how much I need you. I confess that I'm weak. I can't promise I won't fail you, but your promises will not fail me. When I'm in the valley, I will fear no evil. When enemies surround me, you prepare a table. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. There is beauty in the struggle. Don't waste a single day. Your presence is my shelter. Your presence is my victory. Oh, when I'm in the valley, I will fear no evil. When enemies surround me,
to know, oh, you
withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I serve.